I invite you to please stand for the reading of the Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 15th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Leaving that place, Jesus withdrew to the region of Tyre and Sidon. A Canaanite woman from that vicinity came to him, crying out, "Lord, Son of David, have mercy on me. My daughter is suffering terribly from demon possession." Jesus did not answer a word. So his disciples came to him and urged him, "Send her away, for she keeps crying out after us." He answered, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of Israel." The woman came and knelt before him. "Lord, help me," she said. He replied, "It is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to their dogs." "Yes, Lord," she said, "but even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." Then Jesus answered, "Woman, you have great faith. Your request is granted." And her daughter was healed from that very hour. This is the gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. The table is extended. When Jeff and I moved to the farm in Indiana and lived there a number of years, one of the things we did, because we went back to his home, so we would start to have family gatherings for Christmas, for Easter, for Thanksgiving, and oftentimes they would come to our house. So we would clean the house, we would dust, and then we would start to set up the dining room table. We would add the leaves into it. We would go over to our church that was only a mile away, and we'd borrow tables from them. The room went from the dining room, and it connected directly into the living room, and there would be 24 feet of tables set up for these celebrations, because we had anywhere from 25 to 30 people that would come to our home for dinner. The table was extended that day. We all sat together in one large group. It also wasn't too long after we moved to Indiana that Jeff and I decided it was time for the Rice reunion to start back up. It had kind of fallen apart over the years, and so we gathered all the cousins, people our generation, because the older ones that had always planned it before, well, they were just getting a little bit too old. So we decided the first few years we would hold the Rice reunion in the backyard of our old farmhouse. And there we would set up table after table after table and bring chairs from the church, because we'd have between 100 and 150 rices gather with us at the table for this celebration. And then one of the other events that we got involved in, you know, people like us with no children, when you come to milestones in your married life, you often make your own anniversary parties. So for our 25th wedding anniversary, we had a big party out in the Quonset Hut. You know the Quonset Huts, those metal half-round buildings that are normally filled with tractors and combines. Well, we moved all that equipment out into the field, and we set it up with these long runs of tables. And what did we sit on? Bales of straw. And because Jeff and I had lived in so many places and we had so many friends all across the country, we invited 800 people. We had 250 people in our barn. The table was extended. In our reading today from the Gospel of Matthew, we find Jesus extending the table. This passage describes the only time that Jesus ever goes out of Jewish territory. And what is the significance of this? Well, it kind of foretells about the gospel message going out to all the nations, to all people, no boundaries involved. For Jesus, you know, this is a time that he sought to withdraw. You know, he'd been really busy. He had fed the 5,000, and you know those 5,000, that was just men. That didn't include the women and children. And you heard just last week that his disciples, he came walking out of the water, on top of the water, out to the boat to save Peter and be with them all and save them from the storm. He knew his time was drawing near. He knew that he needed time away. He needed time for himself, and he needed time with his disciples to help them understand what was going to happen. And you know, he needed to be away from those Pharisees. They were so hostile towards him. They were so angry and challenging him. And anytime he went anywhere in Jewish territory, well, the people followed him everywhere. They wanted to hear him preach. They wanted to hear him teach. And they wanted his healing. He needed to get away. And so Jesus did something that he had never done before and will never do again. He goes outside of Jewish territory. He goes up through Galilee to the cities of Sidon and Tyre. And believe it or not, when he arrived there, there was a woman who knew of him. A woman who came to him crying out for help. Now this woman, after all, you know, in those days, a woman came to Jesus? And what about this woman? Well, she was a Gentile. But worse than that, she was a Canaanite. And they were the ancestral enemies of the Jewish people. She was a pagan. She would have worshipped idols. And she was from that land way up there of Tyre and Sidon. And to top it off, she had a daughter who was afflicted with a demon. All those things would have made her an outcast. She was an unclean person. She was a woman. And she continued to seek him. She begged for healing. Well, you know what's so interesting about this story is, for the first time, it seems as if the disciples are the ones that seem to care a little bit more than Jesus. You know, Jesus, he just can't seem to be bothered with this woman. But the disciples, they are the ones that are saying, Jesus, you need to help this woman. We need to help her because she's bothering us. She's crying to us. She's just being a nuisance. Help her, Lord, so that she can be on her way. Well, you know, Jesus' ministry, it began with the Jewish people. They were his mission. They are and were the chosen people. But here was this woman who was not Jewish. And even though Jesus seems not to care, maybe he cared greatly. And he seeks to awaken this faith within her. So we're going to take a look at this woman's faith and how it withstood apparent rejections by Jesus. After all, as a result of this woman's brilliant response, participation into the kingdom of God was hers. Perhaps we can see if our faith will do the same. The woman, she somehow knew who Jesus was. Lord, God Himself, Son of David, the Messiah. She makes absolutely no demands of this man. But the woman is pleading in this voice. She's crying out, have mercy on me. You don't have to help me. You don't owe me, but I plead for your mercy and grace. Oh, that we might be less demanding of God and more like this woman. This woman, you see, she was pleading for her daughter who was demon-possessed. You, as mothers and fathers, when your child is sick, when they are hurting, you are hurting. If we suffer, we suffer often because of our children, just as our Heavenly Father suffers for us. And Jesus ignores her. It's as if she's not even there, but she doesn't leave. She is persistent. And maybe it is perhaps she has nowhere else to go. Well, the disciples come and they want Jesus to send her away since she just keeps shouting at them. And he says that he only came for the lost sheep of Israel. True, but Christ came to the lost sheep of Israel so that they could go out to the Gentiles. Because Jesus came for all people, all nations, for those that trust in him. I wonder if he hoped the disciples might disagree with him, this extending of the table. But they didn't. Perhaps they're becoming more understanding. This woman had a faith that led her to worship God. She came and fell to her knees before Jesus and asked, "Lord, help me." She came with this sense of reverence, not as an equal, but as this wretched human being before a great and holy God. So Jesus turns to her and says, "It is not right to take the children's bread and to throw it to the dogs." Pretty harsh language for Jesus. This bread of life, this blessing of God, he's saying it belonged to the Jewish people. And for anyone to be called a dog was such an insult. They were creatures that lived in the street and they were scavengers. They ate anything they could find. They were unclean. But this word dog in this reading, it was the diminutive word. It means that it was the dog that was the household pet, perhaps a puppy. It wasn't a scavenger. It was a dog that people, like many of us, keep in our homes. But it does not have the right to be treated as a child. You know, at this point, it's as if Jesus was talking to you or talking to me. And we might be offended. "Lord, I'm not less than anyone else, am I? I have as much right to be treated well and to be blessed as others." How about you? Are you quick to say, "Lord, why am I not as blessed as others?" Or do you say, "Lord, why am I blessed so much? I don't deserve all this." But this woman, after being called a dog, a household dog, she doesn't get upset. She seems to know Jesus quite well, even though they've never met. And she will not accept the rejection. She expects Jesus to heal her daughter, not because of who she is, but because of who he is. She might have said, "Yes, I am a dog. I am not worthy to be your child, but you are so rich in blessings and goodness that even a crumb from your table will be enough to heal my daughter." This woman shows such humility in her request. And so Jesus turns to her and says, "Woman, you have great faith." Now we see what great faith really is. And God's table has been extended as a result of this woman's brilliant response. Participation into the kingdom of God is available to you and me and everyone in this world today. And so he says to her, "Your request is granted." As he spoke these words, her daughter was healed. So where is the good news in this reading? The table. The table which was for the children of Israel is now extended, and it is offered to every one of us. There are no boundaries anymore. Everyone is invited to the Lord's table. I am so overwhelmed by God's goodness and amazing grace, because we are just like this woman in the story. She didn't deserve anything, and neither do we. We are not entitled. But a crumb, a single crumb from the Lord's table is enough. It is enough for me to receive God's goodness. May we come as a family of God to the Lord's table together today with this spirit of gratitude and love for God's graciousness and mercy. Amen.